bum bum.
Oh, there it went again. It's a little pig with wings.
I hear you've been having trouble with pigs and ponies.
That's very distraught now.
Everything in the universe is made of one element, which is a nut, a single nut. Atoms are really vibrations, you know, which are extensions of the big note. Everything's one note. Everything, even the ponies. The note, however, is the ultimate power. But see, the pigs don't know that. The ponies don't know that.
You need right? Just wings.
Right.
Teeth out there and ready to attack him. I had to fight back and hit him, like, you know, hit him and hit him and hit him and kick him and kick him.
Did he get on top of you?
No, I fought so back, hard back, and it was
hard back.
White.
White?
Yeah, white ugliness.
Did it have teeth?
And it was two boogeymen on the side. We were already blocked entrance. I had to kick out, I had to fight the four or five boogeymen in front of me.
But maybe he can turn into Motorhead, could maybe be a tail.
Yes.
But I don't know, I heard those ponies are really vicious.
I know they're vicious, but
those claws.
And then he just might be able to
they
do
get
it.
On top of you and they just tear you apart.
I know. Scars over here.
Teeth to them.
See, scars
teeth
right
to
here.
Them. I mean, yeah. Toe to tail. Man, I hope they don't get them.
Ponies. If
was it white? You sure it wasn't white? I mean,
well,
black?
I think they're white, but I was too scared to notice their
gold
physical.
Or something?
I was too scared to notice their physical appearance because they were attacking me.
They were. Yeah,
they were attacking me.
What were they doing to you?
Oh, they were surrounding me, everything else, and they were attacking me. And I had to fight back, fight, and fight back, and pick up sticks.
Pick up sticks?
Yes, pick up sticks.
I used to play that game, pick up sticks.
Me too. Did you ever play that game?
Yeah,
it was funny.
Anyway, back to the horse. Back to the horse and the pony.
Nah.
Anyway.
Yes. Pony. Was
President.
Pope or something. I don't know. It's something out there. It's dangerous.
Could be a cigar or something.
Yeah.
Cigar?
A cigar? Nah, you're insane. Come on.
No. I remember when I was I don't remember. Those were the days.
Boy, you must. Oh, your life.
That was before
here.
The days of those horses.
Yeah, it's before the days of the ponies or boogeyman or something. What's out there?
But then there was a. What was it then? No pimples?
No, I never did.
Sure.
Positive.
You had to have them.
No.
You got one right in your nose right now.
Scratching me.
Boy, I'm getting tired, man. We should go to sleep.
Oh,
I just hope he comes back.
Yes.
I think I'll pray for him.
I think I'll join you.
You do yours and I'll do mine.
Okay.
We hope for the best.
Hope for the best, Motorhead.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Amen.
Thank you.
just fine. Come on, boys. Just one more time.
I think I can explain about how the pig's music works.
Well, this should be interesting.
Remember that they make music with a very dense light.
Yeah.
Okay.
And remember about the smoke standing still and how they really get uptight when you try to move the smoke, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think the music and the dense light is probably what makes the smoke stand still. Any sort of motion has this effect on the ponies' manes. You know, the thing on their neck.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the pony's mane starts to get good in the back, any sort of like motion, especially of a smoke or gas, begins to make the ends split.
Well, don't the splitting ends change the density of the pony's music so it affects the density of the pig's music, which makes the smoke move, which upsets the pigs?
No, it isn't like that.
Well, how does it work?
Well, what it does is when it strikes any sort of energy field, a solid object, or even something that's ephemeral as smoke, the first thing it does is begins to inactivate the molecular motion so that it slows down and finally stops. That's why the smoke stops. And also, have you ever noticed how the smoke clouds shrink up when it does that? That's because the molecules come closer together. It gets much smaller, and the cold light makes it get so small that it becomes very, very dense and brittle. This is really brittle smoke.
And that's why the pigs don't want you to touch it.
See, when the smoke gets that brittle, what happens when you try to move it is it disintegrates.
And the pigs get uptight because, you know, they worship that smoke. They salute it every day.
You know, we've got something here.
And that's the basis of all their nationalism. Like, if they can't salute the smoke every morning when they get up.
Yeah, it's a vicious circle. You got it.
drums are too noisy and you got no corners to hide in.
So when she's beating him over the nose with a tire iron, and then we'll both jump away and disappear, and the pig will turn around and there'll be this pony. Oh no, man,
oh,
kangaroos!
And then they eat it when they get home.
If it's still alive. Boring.